We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Red Sox and Tigers will play game 2 of 3 in Detroit. You're listening to the Herb Chambers BMW pregame show. And it's time for our daily visit with the manager. Terry Francona is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. More ways to better. Visit them at harvardpilgrim.org. Here's Dave O'Brien.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Tito, what a great way to light it up last night and start against the Detroit Tigers, this very difficult stretch, getting 5 right away in the first inning.
That's a good way to play. And we've been on the other side of that a few times this year. You know, Petey puts a good swing on it, and then we don't, you know, settle for that. We have some good at-bats, and then David really gets behind one and, you know, backspun it. I mean, that was – and I heard people talking last night. And I don't care how far it goes, because as long as it goes over the fence. But they said that was one of the farthest balls hit here. It looked like it. It was a really pretty swing. He kept his legs under him. He kept his head still. He generated a lot of power without trying to generate – you know, using a lot of strength. When we've seen him take some big swings, I don't know that that's necessarily what we're looking for. But when he got that bad head through the zone, that's what you're looking for.
So after watching that swing, were you thinking he's going to hit another one tonight?
I don't know about that. Again, a lot of things go into it. He got another pitch to hit, though, and it was actually a pretty good pitch. Fastball in, and he kept his hands inside it and kept it fair. That's another good sign. When guys keep the ball fair, that means they're doing something right. Again, he was a very dangerous hitter last night. That's hopefully really good news for us.
So you're seeing signs of that and have for some time. I know it's a 6-game hitting streak, but are you seeing signs that he's putting a lot of the things together he needs to?
Again, I think the last, you know, I know it's been 6 games, but it's probably been 9 days because we, you know, Mikey Lowe's played a few. I think he's actually been swinging better. Now, the one thing I don't want to do is get in the way. You know, so we're going to play him tonight against the lefty because that's something we haven't been doing lately. We'll sit Mikey Lowe tonight. Again, when he swung the bat that well, I don't want to, which we're kind of artificially getting in the way of him getting hot. If he wants to get hot, go ahead. We'll let him.
Clay Buchholz, what were your thoughts of Clay's performance?
Well, we get the 5 spot early, and then he comes out of the shoot, and he looked a little tentative. But to his credit, he reeled it in, and once he got into the flow of the game, started using his changeup, thought he used his curveball better than he did last outing, he just went through a couple periods, and they were leading off innings, where he didn't attack the strike zone. Once he got into that, attacking the zone down, he was fine.
It was a start that was supposed to belong to Josh Beckett eventually. Can you give us an update on Josh and what his progress is toward his next start?
Beckett went out and threw his side. We had a bunch of extra hitting today. We had a good day on the field early. A nice day, and we had a lot of guys in here. Beckett threw a side. I think he threw 55 pitches. Everything is pointing towards Tuesday in New York. Now, we need to see how he shows up tomorrow. I guess, you know, it'd be kind of silly to just concretely put it in there and because, you know, again, if, with a sore back, we want to see how he shows up tomorrow. But I think all signs point towards him pitching Tuesday in New York.
Do you still then, however, have Tim Wakefield on alert, so to speak?
And we'll talk to Wakey when he comes in today. Rather than throw a side now, I think we'd like to have him be available for the game. So depending on, again, how the game goes, we could have him throw a side late if he needs to or, in fact, be available for tonight's game.
Do you feel good about where Josh Beckett has progressed over this last week? I know you wouldn't even be thinking about starting him in a game if you wouldn't, but how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I was going to say we wouldn't have done. We wouldn't do that. Beckett feels good about himself, and that's – again, and the medical people, we ask a lot of questions, especially with pitching. Don't want to run a guy out there when they're not ready to pitch. Now, you know, is everybody – I don't think anybody's 100%. I mean, myself, probably since 1977. But and you know what I mean. But we wouldn't send him out there if we didn't think he was okay.
Couldn't help but catch it on the field. You spent a little bit of time with Jim Leland, who I know you're very fond of. And he talked about you for about a half an hour in his press conference yesterday and how fond he is of you as well. But I noticed that Kevin Youkilis was in on the conversation for at least part of it, too. Not to give anything away, it's a private conversation. But does you get a lot out of that? Do players get a lot hearing two managers talk?
I don't know about that. I know that players gravitate towards Jim. It's hard not to. That's what I first noticed when he was a young manager and I was a young player. You could just see it. I mean, you wanted to be around him, and he's been doing it for a long time. I mean, I watched him as a manager. You know, I was kind of a fan, And then I've had the good fortune of being around him. In the All-Star game a couple years ago, that's one of the highlights of my career. I mean, that's getting to see him in action and seeing how he treated that. Just getting to sit around and talk to him, it was a treat for me. He's been doing this a long time. And he, again, when the game starts, and this is part of what makes him so special. He wants to beat your brains out. But he's good for the game of baseball, and I do. I have a lot of respect for him.
I think he said he likes that about you, too. He knows that you're trying to beat his brains in. But it's kind of like there's an old guard of managers, guys like Jim and Bobby Cox and Tony La Russa. And then there's the young guard. There's guys like you and Girardi and Socha coming up behind them. There's a nice symmetry to that.
Well, and again, he's been doing this for a long time. And he has kept his enthusiasm for the game. And I know there was a time in his career when he didn't, and he got out for a while. But when you talk to him, and again, because I've gotten to know him, I get to see a side of him that maybe other people don't, and I love it. And again, I hope we beat the heck out of him tonight. He knows that, but there's a lot of respect there.
Tito, thanks. Good luck in game two tonight.
Thanks, David.
That's Terry Francona. Let's toss it back to John Risch.
Thank you, Dave. Terry Francona is sponsored by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can get the information you need without interrupting your call. Talk and surf the web at the same time on the nation's fastest 3G network. AT&T, rethink possible. Up next, Joe catches up with Johnny Damon on the Inside Pitch. This is the Herb Chambers BMW pregame show on the WEEI Red Sox radio network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.